Most secrets we keep, in my opinion, are family related. Husband, wife, wife, husband, children. And we have an adversary, the devil, that goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. As a child of God, all Satan has on me is if he can get me to blame God. You understand? He ain't my daddy no more. He don't own me. But I tell you what, he goes to and fro in my mind. That's why when you see the scriptures, so many things about the mind, the mind, the mind, the mind. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Renew your mind. Why? Because Satan goes about as a roaring lion. Where? In our minds, in my opinion, seeking those things I have no control over. Did you hear me? Seeking out things that I can't control. Situations. Things that happen in my life. Things that happen to other people that I love. And somehow, through his wickedness, if he can somehow, because he's not omnipotent, he's not omnipresent, none of that, but there's demons everywhere. Whether you believe it or not, there's no way to explain this world without the presence of demons and evil. There's no way. You can't explain it. So you just need to believe the Bible when it says it, okay? I have no problem believing it because they attack me all the time. But the key is, I'm a child of God. And to know how to fight. And so this is a message I gave last week, but then because of communion and everything, I sort of rushed it at the end. And Miss Sue came to me, as well as others, came to me and said, I hate it when you do that. And said, we really need this. So I took it to heart. Second service, I only did three. I didn't do seven. Like I shoved those on y'all the last four Sunday morning last week. And also I upped the ante and made that card for you. That is exactly what we're talking about today. Got it? Now look, it's going to be on you though to get the scriptures. It's not good enough. I'm loved. I mean, that'll help. But boy, if you can quote back the scriptures, because the Bible says the devils believe the Bible. And they what? Tremble. How many knew that? The devils what? Tremble at the word. Not at you. They laugh at you. You're nothing. I'm religious. Good. They'll beat the crap out of you. Excuse me. But you quote the scripture to them. They believe and tremble. The problem with the church is we're not even yet at devil level. Did you hear me? I mean, man, you need to be at devil level. What do I mean? You need to believe the scriptures like the devil believes the scriptures. Did you hear me or not? I know that's crazy talk. It's the truth. Believe it. They believe it and they what? Tremble. So let's continue with the message. I'm going to do a little backtracking just so we can set the plate. But we're going to finish this message. We're going to do it like it ought to be done. Secret stress. The stress that comes from keeping secrets. Not going to do the whole thing again. This message is called fighting. Say it with me. The stress of who? Now, stress comes from different levels. We've looked at that. And we'll probably have one more message next week. A brief message with Chris Golden here. I'm going to give a brief message. But I'll still have a message. But this one is huge today. Fighting the stress of Satan. Now, who are we taking cues from? Jesus. This isn't Gary. Jesus taught me this. Those things you have on the card are from me. But Jesus taught me that. What? I didn't have a vision. I have a Bible. Yes or no? But he's the one that taught me. It's more than willpower, Gary. It's word power. And many of you know my story of my life, man. Some of the hard things. From the murder of my mother to 28 years being married to being left. That hurts, man. You want to take your own life? That's horrible. Satan wanted to eat and destroy me. But I belong to Jesus. Say that with me. I belong to Jesus. One more time. I belong to Jesus. But the scary thing is sometimes we can forget in stress. My daughter and I had a great dinner the other night. She said, Dad, it's like She said, I've never struggled, no matter all the bad things that she lost her grandmama. It wasn't just my mama. The pain that was caused in the family wasn't just to me, it was to my children. But she said, Daddy, not one time did I ever think God didn't love me. She said, I'm going to quote her. She said, I thought this sucks. That's what she said the other night at the table. But she said, not one time did I ever think, God, you don't love me. And then she gave me this analogy. She said, I look at it like when you're on the interstate and somebody pulls you off. I mean, you know, pulls in front of you and nearly runs you off the road. She said, that's how Satan is. He just gets your attention on that one thing, that one situation, and you're so angry. And you forget about all the other people who've been driving, who waved at you, who flashed their lights, let you get over, who were, you know, who were right there with you the whole time, never did anything wrong. There's all these people on the highway, but we get our focus on that one thing that went wrong. And that's what we do in life. That's why people say, why'd you let this happen, God? You know, you don't love me. When if you took your time, you'd see all the good things that God's doing for you. Yes or no? Amen or oh me? Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. We should praise the Lord. It's just a good, simple thing. By the way, my daughter speaks really good things into my life. And if she needs to, ugly things. Amen? So you've got an advocate in Elise Clark right there. I'm going to tell you right now, especially you women of this church, I'm telling you, that girl right there, she's a true woman of God. And she's still growing in the Lord. I get that. And she's got issues in her own life. But who doesn't? Amen? But I love my time with her. Let's go to the Word now. Here we go. How did Jesus fight the stress of Satan? And Raj, we'll pick it up here. The Word was Jesus what? The Word was what? His what? The Bible says that the Word of God is like a two-edged sword. It pierces, it divides, it goes right into the very heart of who we are. Matter of fact, in the book of Revelation, when John, the beloved apostle, saw Jesus, out of his mouth, he had eyes like a flame of fire, but out of his mouth went a what? Two-edged sword, the Word of God. For the Christian, there's nothing. Well, I want to go and play cards at church, or I want to go and do this at church, and I want to go. Let me tell you something. Hey, I like fun. I like fellowship. But there's nothing like the Word of God. You need that. You might say, I don't know about you. Gary Clark would not be here today if it were not for scriptures that I had in my life. I would have either killed myself or killed somebody. I promise you that. That is a fact. But the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. I've hidden its Word in my heart that I won't sin against Him, even though I still do. You know why? Because I ain't got enough of it hid in me yet. Keep piling it in there. Keep believing it. Memorize it. Get it inside of you. This was Jesus' weapon. He answered Satan when he was tempting him. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every what? Word. He did it again. Verse 7, Jesus said unto Satan, it is what? Written what? Hit him in the face with it again. Third time, Jesus said unto him, get behind me, Satan, for it's what? And then after that, verse 11. Verse 11 says, after that, Satan left him. And angels came and ministered to him. That's the goal, ain't it, church? Yes or no? Amen. I want to say something to you, and it's real hard. Pastor Steve and Lanny Cooper sat right here last Sunday morning. They were right there. Me talking about the stress of Satan. Midway through the week, their daughter, who had had some implants in her teeth, caused a lot of problems up north in her mouth. Pain, couldn't eat, taking Tylenol meds, like something like that. Then she got the flu. She's not much older than Mitch. They rushed her to the hospital with hardly any pulse. Within a few hours, she was dead. That's Pastor Cooper, who speaks sometimes for me. The stress they're going through right now. The loss of a child. I know Pastor Cooper and his sweet wife. I know that their mind, they want to have it stayed on the Lord. I know that during this hard time. But we need to pray for them. We need to pray for them. That unbelievable stress that people go through. the struggle. I don't understand it. And I shared that with Elise this week, and her heart was broken and all that. And I'm pretty sure that's why she called me Friday and said, "Daddy, let's you and me go out for dinner." God can cause things to work together for good, guys. And what's good that's come out of that situation? It's a horrible situation. But if it can make me love my daughter more, spend more time with her, her with me, or you with your child, that's a good thing. Yes or no? Amen. We don't have a tomorrow. It's not promised. It's not just the old people that die. You understand that? But then the stress that comes from stuff like that, the stress, the fight that they're going through right now, hold them up in prayer. Amen. So let's go. It takes more than willpower, guys. It takes word power to fight Satan. It's basically the only thing he trembles at that you can throw at him. What can I fight Satan with? Well, I'm good looking. I'm accomplished. I've got education. I've got a pretty house. That's pretty sad, ain't it? You're going to fight Satan. You're going to fight the prince of the power of the air. This is the devil's domain down here. We're called pilgrims and strangers down here. You're fighting on enemy territory down here. And you're going to use these kind of temporal things to fight Satan. You better use something spiritual. It's called the Word of God. I'm just trying to hammer it hard for you. The Word must be my weapon. Can we say that pretty loud? 1, 2, 3. The Word must be my... Hey, I'm a big Second Amendment guy because that's our country, okay? But this is what I really am right here, baby. Amen. You hear me? The Word must be my weapon. I've been able in my life to see the Lord do far more through His Word than some gun or shotgun. Did you hear me say? I've seen Him do things through His Word in my life and other people's lives. It's crazy, ain't it? Yes or no? Amen. Believe in His Word. So I'm still setting the table, but we're fixing to move. I know. Here are some of my best bullets to fire at Satan. This is something when I was struggling very low in my life. I was laying there one night alone, sleeping by myself. I couldn't have been hardly any lower. And I said these words. If you knew me back at the high school, you remember me saying this. I said, "Nobody loves me." Ha! I said that. Laying in bed, that's how Satan had me. Because one person had left me, and my focus was not on all the other people on the highway. I was focusing on that one that had run me off the road. And I said, "Nobody loves me." Was that true or false? False. It was a devil's lie. And it's a good thing I didn't have a gun. I would have taken my life. But instead, I fought back. I said, "You're a liar. I'm crazy like this." And I said, "You know the first name I said who loved me? Elise loves me." And then I said, "I think Mitch loves me." No, Mitch loves me. And then I named different people. Alex Christie loves me. Dina Bears loves me. Roger Johnson loves me. And then I started naming people out loud in the church at that time at Fellowship. And I started naming as many names as I... And did you know what? After a little bit, the devil left and angels attended. Not literal angels, but all I'm saying is I had the peace then. Do y'all understand that or not? Is that a little too kooky? Yeah, praise the Lord. That's not that kooky. And from that, I got this saying that I use forever now. I matter. Say that with me. I have value. And one day when I'm dead, I wouldn't mind that being on my tombstone. I matter. I have value. That's what I learned that night. You hear me? Yes or no? And so what I'm sharing is the truth. So here's seven bullets, and I'm not going to repeat the others. Make it personal, guys. I can't do it for you. I can't fill in the blanks of all this for you. You're going to need scripture, then you're going to need to act on it. So what happens with the stress of Satan, situations you're going through? I had a man this morning, came early this morning. He's a dear brother of mine, a friend of mine, one of my prayer warriors. He came with this morning with a horrible family situation he's going through with his children. It's horrible what he's facing. It's stressing him, his wife, grandchildren. It's a horrible situation he's going through. But where did he come? He came to see me and those men that were out there before we got in that truck this morning. Amen? To me, that's making it personal. He took some action. Yes or no? Amen. And that's how you got to fight Satan. He is a liar. He's a dragon, the Bible says. He's diabolical. He is everything evil you can imagine. That's what he comes against you with in your mind. So, here's what I said. I'm love, but you need some scripture with it. It's on your sheet. We did it last week. Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. He trembles at this. Satan trembles at this. Your cleverness, your little cute little things you say, it ain't going to fly like this will fly. And here's the cool thing. You don't have to know every little tiny little bit. You throw at him, I'm a conqueror. You might not know all that other. I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to jump back a little bit. So I'm loved. Say I'm loved. Come on, church. Number two, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Now, see, I can't say that about you. Are you saved? If you died, will you go to heaven? Is your faith in Jesus Christ flat out solid? See, I can't say, but I can say that to him. Because I was there when it happened. Say that with me. I was there when it happened. See, I'm saved because what? I was there when it happened. I meet a lot of people say, well, I just always believe. Wait till Satan gets your lunch and starts beating the snot out of you. You'll wish you had said something like, listen to me, I know the date, I know the place, I know the time, I know how Jesus Christ. And you might say, I was young. Listen to me, I think it's wise you go ahead and make sure you find a spot in your life where you rededicate your life to Christ. You absolutely know I am saved. Did you hear me say? Because this is a real deal. This is tough. So I'm saved. Scripture, I've received him, Jesus. I've been given power to become a what? A son of God or a daughter of God. Because I believe on whose name? Jesus' name. I believe I'm a Baptist. He will beat your tail. Satan will. I believe I'm Catholic. I believe I'm Methodist. I believe you in trouble. How about this one? Galatians. I am a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Get out of my house. I'm saved. I know if you ain't heard me before, you just came in, you're like, this guy is really wound up. I'm pretty tight all the time, okay? Pray for Kim. Look at her sitting back there, so calm, so relaxed, so beautiful, by the way. The Lord know I needed that, right? Bring somebody, yeah, we ought to thank the Lord for Kim. Bring somebody calm in his life. Can you imagine how much mess she has to put up with? Not from the church. Y'all are sweet as pie to her. Here we go. Say that one with me. I'm what? So I'm loved. I'm saved. I'm forgiven. But it's more than just something on a card. You need the scriptures. Your homework is to go get this message again. Or better yet, don't do that. Get your Bible. And find you scriptures for every one of these that are good for you. That you feel good about. That you can easily say. And you get you some ammo. Amen? You're going to need this. In whom I have redemption through his blood, Jesus' blood. I have the what? Say it with me. The what? The forgiveness of what? You got no hold on me. I've been forgiven. You ain't my daddy no more. I'm not going to hell. You are. You understand? Say. That's what the Bible says. He's cast into the lake of fire. That's what the Bible says. There's no condemnation to me now because I'm what? See, that's why you don't want to just throw that denomination. No, you better be careful. No, I'm in Christ Jesus. And I don't walk after the flesh. I used to. That was the way I thought. Selfish, full of pride, full of me. But now I humble myself at his feet. He's God. He's my God. He will crush your head, Satan, just like he did already. Amen. So, it's crazy. You didn't know I was so violent, did you? How many been through some bad mess? Let me see some hands. You've been through some bad mess. It'll make you that way, won't it? It'll make you that way. It'll get you up, man. You know, when you fought him and you've watched him leave. Now, doesn't mean he don't still attack me. Doesn't mean he still don't get me. One of the things I've learned to do is verbalize it now, too. Like with Kim, when I'm struggling. And sometimes the mind, past things, and they're sort of personal. I really can't say them, but sometimes I can feel my spirit getting a little sideways with Kim. Has nothing to do with Kim. It has to do with my past. But the difference is now, instead of staying that way, I'll say to her, honey, this is what I'm thinking, and it's not you, and this is, you know, I'm just struggling right now. But sometimes to verbalize that, and get it on out. Get it on out in the light. Say, get it out in the light. Get it out in the... Get it out in the... One more time. Get it out in the... He loves you to keep it in the darkness. Right, Brother Ron, where you at? Maybe he ain't in here. But he said that with me this morning in prayer time, didn't he? Satan likes you to keep it in the darkness, the secrets. See? Yes or no? Here we go, Raj. Here's the fourth one. I'm free! I'm free. Tell him that. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you what? I'm free indeed. Run around the house. I'm free. I'm free. Who gives a hoot what somebody says? I'm free. You ain't got nothing on me. Look, these chains ain't on my leg. You ain't got me chained down. I'm free. The Son done made me free. The law of the fruit of law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of what? And what? My sins he's forgiven. When I die, absent from the body, say it with me. Present with the Lord. I got to quit running like that. Whew. That's why when people run marathons, you don't see them screaming. If you run and scream like I do, it'll kill you. Since I then be risen with Christ, I'll seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. I'll set my affection on things above, not on the things down here on this earth. I'm dead. Satan, I'm dead. I'm dead. My life is now hid with who? Christ in God. And when Christ, who is my what? Christ is my what? He's my life. When he appears, I'm going to appear with him in glory. Guess who ain't? You ain't. Satan. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You had your chance. You've been cast down to screw with me. But I'm in Jesus. I'm free. Say, I'm free. One more. Can you say it like you're really free? Come on. I am. Woo! He's raised me up. He's made me sit in heavenly places. Right now, I am seated in heaven. I don't understand that. That's what the book of Ephesians says. That stress thinking you're going to keep it. I'm going to keep my salvation. I'm going to keep it. You're crazy. You got problems all the time. You and me both. Thank God it's Jesus that keeps me. It's Jesus that saved me. It's Jesus that freed me. He has lifted me up, given me a new name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. That good stuff or what? Come on. I'm free. Let's look at another one. It's on your list. Say that one with me. I'm what? That's when Satan comes with things you can't control, that mind. And so often we're doing what Elise says. You're looking at the guy that ran you off the road instead of everybody else. And you forget you're blessed. Satan cannot stand you to repeat the blessings of God into his face. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Why did God let this happen to me? You need to fire back. Satan, look at what God's done for me. You hear me say? Look at what he's done for me. Look at this. Look at this. I ate today. I'm clothed today. I live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I have people that love me. I'm in a good church where people love me and they teach the word there. I live close to the beach. Are you kidding me? Get out of my house. Amen. Say. Last night I saw three big blue herons. Three of them fly right above my head. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Gone away from me, Satan. My father made them birds right there. You hear me say, talk to him. Back at him. See, then I have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. I'm going to hold fast my profession. You're not going to get me to move off Jesus. Talk to him like that. For I don't have a high priest which can't be touched with the feelings of my infirmities, but Jesus was at all points tempted just like I am. And Satan, he's the one that taught me how to fight. It's the Word. Are y'all okay? I love this. It's like no one's in the room, but that's fine with me. I'm just having a time up here. This is for me today. This is for me today. This is for me today. That's when we have ball practice. We do some of the same stinking things over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Why? When it comes game time, we're going to kick their tail. That's what this is for me right now. I'm just practicing. Amen? Come on. I therefore come what? I come what? Why am I going to cower? I come boldly to the throne of grace. I have an advocate with the Father. His name is Jesus. He sits there at the right hand of God, the Father, where he ever lives to make intercession for me. That's craziness. That I might obtain mercy. I can find grace to do what? To what? To help in what? In time of need or time of trouble. I don't want to fight Satan in my own strength. No, I'll lose. But he trembles at the word of God. And everything I've said, I'm loved, I'm saved. These are words I never heard growing up hardly, ever. Never knew some of these words. I'm forgiven. I'm free. This is scripture. This is what I'm doing. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. How many would say he did that for you? Amen. He brought your tail up out of a horrible pit. Out of miry clay. He set my feet on a what? And brother, I ain't moving. Not because of me, but because of him. He's my stabilizer. He's my staying power. Just talking about fighting Satan and the stress. He's established my goings. I'm blessed, man. Jesus has not called me servant. The servant doesn't know what his Lord does. Jesus has called me his what? And if you know the Bible, he's a friend that does what? Sticks closer than a what? Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his what? Friends. That's what Jesus did for me. He gave his life for me. He's called me his friends. All things that he's heard of his Father, he's made known unto me. He put it in a book called the Bible. Listen, Gary, these things I received from my Father. I put them in a book to help you. Just like when I was on this earth, Gary, when I walked in the, and when I had flesh on me, this is how I fought. Because I laid down a lot of things to come to earth, Jesus says. But I tell you what you saw me do, this is what you do. What you saw me do with the devil and that temptation, Gary, you do that. Did you hear me? Fight him with the word. Say that with me. Fight him with the word. Now, those seven things I've just put there, and you're going to find that list can grow, man. That list can grow. You'll find other things you can put on there, but these are some granddaddies right here, I'm telling you. Amen? Come on. So I am blessed. Tell him this. Say this. Say it with me. I am what? One more time. I'm what? And most of the scriptures I put on this one are from the Apostle Paul when he was in prison. He would later be martyred for his faith. You talk about Satan having somebody locked up, the torment, the struggle. Here's what Paul said from prison. Being confident of this very, he which has begun a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Satan, you don't have any. You may as well get out of this prison cell. You got no room in this cell for both of us. Get on out. Paul, wonder how I can accomplish my mission, my ministry. I'm locked up. Well, little did you know, he'd write a book like that, change the world. 13 books he wrote in your Bible. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep my heart in mind through Christ Jesus. You have no hold on me, Satan. I don't belong to you. Get out. How about this great scripture from prison? Say it with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This ain't when he's sitting on the hill. This is when he's in jail. This is powerful stuff. I love this one. But my God shall supply all my riches, all my needs according to his what? Riches in who? Glory by who? Christ Jesus. You see how getting these scriptures inside of you? When you don't have money to pay the light bill, instead of sending your last $3 to some crazy preacher on TV, go out and pick up bottles by the road or something. Do something. You hear me? Yes or no? Go knock on doors until a job says, yeah, I'll hire you. Did you hear me? Say. Instead of sitting at the house, being down, being depressed, quote this, my God's going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We're getting out of this hole one way or the other. But I'm going to tell you right now, we ain't staying in this hole. Y'all hear me or not? My favorite. And I know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That was my mother's life verse. Satan had a hand in taking my mother's life. Used an evil man to shoot my mother 6 times. But through the power of God and the grace of God, I don't see my mother murdered. I see my mother, and this is not a joke or nothing. This is flat out fact. I see my mother right now, hands raised, having church with us, saying to other people, that's my boy right there. That's my boy right there. See, that's how I see her. That's not the way Satan wants me to see Mama. He wants me to see her bloodied and no. See, she's with Jesus as one of the martyrs. And he's got, Bible says that the martyrs are there by the altar. In the book of Revelation, it says that. I believe that. I believe Mama's real close to Jesus right now. You hear me? Say, why wouldn't I look at it that way? It's the Bible. I didn't make that up. What shall I say to these things? Say that with me. If God be for, who can be against? Got nothing on me, devil. God's for me. Say that with me. God's for me. I feel like I'm scaring you today. How many are worried that I'm going to undo my surgery? I know, me too. Alex even told me when I was doing this series, he said, don't you think you maybe should do another subject right now, coming out of surgery? Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that works in me. Boy, this is good stuff, ain't it? Say, this is good for me. So that I may boldly say this with me, the Lord is my helper. Keep going. And I will not fear what man shall do to me. We need to be smart. We're not saying just quote scripture, and live like a fool. No. We take precautions. We make good decisions. That's by God's help. But at the end of the day, what do you do when you can't do any more than what you've already done? Oh, that's when Satan comes. That's when he wants to monk with you. That's an old word from the South. He wants to monk with your head. Yeah. Well, you better have something to fight back. And what's cool, I'm not trying to say, ooh, he's coming to your house, memorize all these. No. It won't work like that. You better start believing the word is your weapon. You better start hiding God's word in your heart. Little by little, bit by bit, put that word in you. Little by, and then when the time comes, whammo. Got it? Amen? Keep looking. Last one, say it with me. I am what? So read the list with me. You got it there. So let me see what there. I'm loved. I'm saved. I'm forgiven. I am free. I am blessed. I am confident. Loud on this last one. I am. I love that. I love that. I belong to Jesus. I belong to him. I mean, man, he's hooked right to me. It ain't just me fighting Satan. No. I have the Holy Spirit, the living God. The Bible says the one that comes alongside. That's his word, the comforter. He didn't come alongside to make you flop like a chicken. He came alongside of you so you could be a testimony and a light and fight. A testimony and a light and what? I like that. A testimony and a light and what? Fight. He's with me. He'll never leave me. My body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in me, which I have of God. I am not my own. Satan, you picked the wrong fight. You thought you were coming to a house where just Gary lived. No, 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 no. Yeah, I live in this house, but he lives in this house. You got a problem now. Amen. I am bought with a what? Price. Therefore, I glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are what? God's. And this whole message has been me trying to encourage you to fight the stress of Satan with these thoughts. I'm his workmanship. I'm created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that I should walk in them. God has a purpose for my life. Even though this happened, or this happened, or this happened, or this happened, he still has a purpose for my life. Because when we start believing otherwise, we're doomed. Oh, I love this. Say it loud. He will what? Nor forsake me. But here's the funny thing is, you will, devil. I don't know how long it's going to be before you get out of here, but you're getting out of here. But he won't ever get out of here. That's the difference between him and you. He'll never leave me. You will, because you're a liar at the beginning. Tried to entice me, tempt me, whatever. You're a liar. Talk to him like that. My favorite scripture, one of my favorites in the Bible, say this one. Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. I gotta quit. By 8 years ago, usually if something happens to the pastor, your church is doomed. I'm just telling you that. Especially if it's a church plant. If it's a startup kind of church, 9 out of 10 fail right out of hand. 9 out of 10 new churches fail out of hand. 99 out of 100, I'm sure, never get property, get landed, and get a building and get functioning like we're doing. But having went through what I went through, 8+ years ago, there is no way we should be here today. Do you understand that? And then I was just crazy enough to say, we're going to do it debt free. So we upped the ante. But you know what? We are here today. Who gets the credit? Gary? No, I was a basket case. What did you do, Clark? My weapon was the word. And here's the cool thing. He did it. God fought for me and fought for you and fought for us in spite of my failures. Because when you go through stuff like that, I can't tell you some of the language I said. I can't tell you some of the evil thoughts I had. I was not very spiritual sometimes. And that's the beautiful thing. Is because God's word, he depends a whole lot more on his word than on Gary. Did you hear that? Yes or no? I need to depend a whole lot more on his word than I do on me. And I'm just saying that to say, how in the world are we here today? It's because what I'm telling you is absolutely true. And not only that, God brought beautiful Kim in my life. Who would have thunk? Like Job, I kept saying, you remember what I used to say? God bless me what? What was my word? Do you remember? I used to say, God bless me what? Double for my trouble. God bless me double for my trouble. Beautiful wife, mother-in-law I got, and 2 little girls. God doubled my children. Did you see that or not? With that comes work, believe it or not, but anyway. And then Hannah as well. So, I mean, I'm just saying this works. She's too pretty for me. You're right. You're right. Personality, baby. I'm telling you. Right there, baby. Right there. Let's thank the Lord for his word. Come on, baby. Come out. Woo! I loved it. Amen. Come on. Stand on up.